shot, and I'm quitting forever. Cross my heart, cross my fingers, cross my heart, cross my fingers.
It's the only show on the internet that will raise a glass in your spirits. It's now time for the Winos.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Winos podcast. This week, we are here with just me and Sharon.
Unfortunately, Cole couldn't make it today.
Yes, but she'll be back with us for our next recording.
Yeah, she had some childcare issues today, but we miss her, and she's here in spirit with us.
She really is, and she really wishes she could be here with you guys.
I'm using a different computer. I'd have the purple Power Ranger line.
Aww.
I will insert that there.
Okay, awesome. Hyped. Awesome.
Yes, but I think we're doing all pretty good tonight. How are you, Sharon?
I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. How are you doing?
I am absolutely fantastically tired. Like, that is the best way to express it.
I think that's a good, good.
It's been a busy day.
Yeah, it's been a busy few
I need weeks. A nap for life at this point. Like, I just want a 3-day nap, and I would enjoy it so much right now.
I would just like to sleep.
Through the night?
Through the night. uninterrupted through the night.
I was really disappointed last night. I get online at 3:30 and you're not even online. And
I wasn't.
And neither were you. So you guys were like, oh, we'll be up at 3 to this message. I think it's up.
I think I finally fell asleep last night around 1:32. I was watching Scream Queens for a while.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, all three of us kind of sleep like cranky infants. Like, we wake up constantly throughout the night and have conversations. It's really bad.
We'll fall asleep, and then we'll wake up, and we'll pick right back up where we fell asleep at. We're like, hey, sorry, fell asleep.
It's not as bad when you actually know you're sharing stuff on Tumblr while you're asleep. Like, I just fall asleep with my phone in my hand, and then all of a sudden, the next thing I know is like, did I really just share that dick pic?
Oh. Oh my god, that happens a lot to me. Oh my god.
Well,
not
good to
with
know.
Dick pics. I'll just be on Facebook and I'll be going through and sharing, because I share all kinds of just stupid stuff. All day long, that's basically what I do. I have no life. But I'll just be in the mid sharing something and I'll fall straight asleep.
It happens to all of us.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
So, Katie, did you have a pet peeve that you wanted to share today?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do pet peeves this week again, because it's literally the best. I think my number one my pet peeve that's going on right now is I have a few people in my life, and I love you guys dearly. You're so great. I'm not going to name you because you're already going to know who the fuck I'm talking about. But I hate when people are trying to have conversations with me on Snapchat. Oh, she just messaged me.
As that happens, snap, snap, snap.
On Snapchat and texting me. And then I have one that does it, Snapchat texting, and then they'll send me something on Facebook Messenger. And I always try to consolidate the conversation into one communication form, and then they'll be like, oh, what are you talking about? I was like, oh, I'm talking about the conversation we had in text messages, or I'm talking about the conversation that we had on Facebook. And that is what is getting the fuck on my nerves this week.
That seems very confusing.
It is. It. I don't understand it. And there'll be two separate. It's not like we'll talk and text, and then she'll send me a funny face Snapchat, and then we'll continue the text message there. It's like we'll be talking in text messages, and then all of a sudden she'll just flip it over to Snapchat, and we'll be talking there. It so gets on my nerves. And I also hate Snapchat because the messages disappear if you don't hold them down and save them to your conversation. And that gets on my nerves because I get confused because I don't remember what I say.
So you have a multi-layer pet peeve there.
So many. It's all basically I hate Snapchat.
And yet you love it so very much.
catch 22.
I'm sorry. So my pet peeve today is someone parked in my backyard.
What?
There is an apartment complex that runs beside my house and down my backyard. And the last apartment complex is right at the end of my backyard. And so apparently someone was visiting them, I guess, and they felt that it was just fine to go ahead and park in my backyard. And so, Katie, I went ahead and took advantage of our nice parking job cards. And I went ahead and added at the bottom, please do not ever park in my backyard ever again. And walked out there and put it under his windshield wiper or hers, I don't know. So hopefully that person will never park in my backyard again.
We really do need to get the smart ass version of those, the ones where I just put a cuss word every other word.
Well, we can update them if you want.
Yeah, I think I really like that version of them. Oh goodness. I don't even know if I can find it, but I remember that I really liked that one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
do we want to do like a recap of the multi-party? It was
well, we had a. It was.
We drank. I fell asleep in my floor. They put me to bed. And they left.
Yeah, it was. We had kind of a group party, and yeah, it was a lot tamer than intended. So
it was. No, I mean, yeah, it should. Now I feel bad. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's no big deal. That's not a pet peeve. I do have another one, though.
What?
I really don't like when people, confirm that they're coming to, something. Mm. They literally confirm, and they're like, yes, I'll be there. And then nobody comes.
They never show the phone. Sometimes those pet peeves work out to be in your favor, and you feel more comfortable in situations than you normally would.
Yeah.
I think it was fine.
I got to play with my boobs all
night. I remember a lot of that night, guys. I don't remember.
But you don't remember playing with my tit. Or you remember playing with my tit.
I remember going to bed because I remember you laying in bed with me. In the bed with me and talked.
And almost fell asleep.
And almost fell asleep.
I know she kissed her forehead in the floor.
And told me everything was going to be okay.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure why. I mean,
I don't know.
There That's was why I asked junk. You if you were drunk.
Yeah. No. There was no imminent danger.
No. And I wasn't scared that I was dying of alcohol poisoning or anything. It's not I wasn't so drunk that I passed out. I was so exhausted that I passed out.
I was really tired too.
The drinking just exacerbated it.
Well, I know if I don't drink past a certain amount, I just get really, really tired.
Yeah, I probably should have just kept drinking, but no, fucking Ole Miss.
Yay, for binge drinking.
Fucking Ole Miss lost. My house is full of fucking Arkansas fans.
Who would normally cheer for Ole Miss.
Just want to say.
But y'all didn't.
I was not one of those people.
I know you weren't. Thank you. Me were the only fucking ones.
Because I just don't like the SEC, but I do like Ole Miss because I enjoy Hugh Freeze as a coach. That pretty much sums up my love right there.
Man, I can't believe all y'all was in my house.
Yeah, she tried to kick some of us out.
Then after the game, Nicole got super excited and ran down the street screaming, "We won!"
Yeah, that was in my text messages. I ran down the street for that. Oh my God, no, there was the text message that she sent to somebody.
from your phone.
She texts my friend Ed, who I talk football to, and
was he confused?
No, he sent me a message and said "woo pig," and I said "ugh," and he said "I hate kneeling either way." I said "fuck," and he said "we are the champions, my friend." I said "I hate you," and then Nicole steps in and goes, "I stole Katie's phone." In a little blonde girl emoji. Arkansas beat Ole Miss, smiley face. And he said, "Preach." 3 in a row. It's pretty much a tradition now. And she said, "Woo pig suey. I ran down Katie's road for that win." And then I said, I got my phone back 7 minutes later. And I said, "I hate my friends."
Nice.
And he said, I know I'm getting some of it thrown my way, but they seem all right to me. That one anyway. I said she's okay.
So all in all, we had a good time. It was just a little different than what we expected, but it was still a lot of fun. And I got to introduce you guys to one of my friends. So
and she's really awesome.
She just kind of fit right in with us.
Oh, so, perfectly. Yeah. Like right off the bat, like without a question. I felt like I'd known her forever.
And she thought it was really crazy. She'd never seen me. She said, in my element, she's used to seeing me be really quiet. And you weren't, I don't think you heard, but, like, as soon as Nicole pulled up, I had, like, opened the door and yelled for Nicole to get in. And she turned to my husband, Jesse, and she's like, is she already been drinking? And Jesse's like, no, why? And she's like, well, the only time I've ever seen her act like this before, she was at my house and she was drunk. And he's like, no, she's just this way with her friends.
So. I think it was really great. Everybody was relaxed and we didn't have to, like, worry about it. We were all just really comfortable with each other. It was a lot of fun. It should have been more rowdy. I'm not going to lie. It should have been more rowdy. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's kind of surprising that we weren't, but it was cool.
I'm sorry I ruined it, you guys.
You didn't ruin it.
You didn't ruin it.
Yeah. We enjoyed it.
My liver is happier. I expected to be blackout drunk and say stupid shit. So yeah, I'm happier about that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's
I still just totally feel like I ruined it by going to sleep at like midnight. So
we did talk about drawing a penis on your face.
Oh, I would have been so pissed.
Because you were the first person to pass out with shoes on.
Oh, I would have been so pissed.
Which we're still not sure how your shoes got off. So.
I still don't know. And it couldn't have been me because I don't untie my shoes when I take my shoes off. I just do that weird
just
flat
push
with
it
the
off.
Back of your foot.
Yeah, I never untie my shoelaces either.
Yeah.
I don't think I've actually tied a shoe since like 2007.
You wear Velcro?
No.
You like my kids.
Kick ass pair of voids. Yeah.
So, as we promised, we looked on Amazon Review Trader website to look for the strangest item that we could find. And this time it is a novelty pullover crew neck sweater sweatshirt, which is really, really weird. Anyway, it's black and it has a picture of a pair of jeans on it. There are four cats. Two of them are coming out of...
But I would rock the shit out of that
sweater. Want them in Christmas hats so I could wear it at Christmas.
It's not so much the fact that the cats are on it. It's just that there's a pair of jeans on a shirt.
I would still wear it with a pair of jeans on the shirt. I think that's what gives it its, like, weirdness.
Yes, it does.
Makes the shirt even better. What do you have against pants?
It's just very odd to have, like, another item of clothes. Oh, it is so weird.
You don't like them shirts that makes it look like you're wearing a bikini?
No.
Or the ones that make you look like you're wearing a tuxedo, but it's actually a t-shirt?
Well, my kid actually does have one of those, and he loves it.
He would.
And he just wears it to random things, not even, like, trying
That's
to... Yeah.
The best.
He's going to wear that to our wedding, isn't he?
Possibly, he might.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves that shirt. But I just find this shirt very, very, very odd. So I will share it on the Winos Facebook page if anyone wants to see it after this post.
I'm going to buy it and wear it to certain events. So there you go.
Okay. It's on Amazon Review Trader. So.
Because I could rock that.
Yep. Definitely look for it.
I'm telling you now, guys, gals, if you want to meet people on Tinder, that's the shirt to wear.
What? The
pants shirt.
The shirt we're just talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Have you already moved on?
On Snapchat. I thought you were talking about the flipping off cat sweater. You're not the tuxedo. I'm going to shut up.
Well, that's okay, because you're fixing to want to talk about this next topic.
What is it?
We're talking Evan Peters' new character on American Horror Story.
Yes.
I don't have the sound effect today. I apologize.
Yes.
So, he just recently
showed
up.
Popped up last week.
Yeah, so if anyone hasn't seen it, spoilers, go ahead and turn this down. So, Katie, you want to go ahead and talk about that? You can't just, like, lick the microphone.
Okay, well, first things first.
That microphone costs $20. You hold the phone right there.
won't be the most expensive thing I've licked. okay, so first things first, can we just talk about your article on Evan Peters is amazing.
You like that?
I loved it.
Thank you.
He was in Darren.
Thank you.
And it's just a really good synopsis of his career and how awesome he is and how
single.
Pictures he's aren't too bad either.
He's single. Single like a Pringle. Okay, so.
I don't think Pringles are single. Sorry, dear.
They're sold in singles for $1. Those little single cans.
That's true.
That's true.
Okay. I say
well,
okay.
Well, he was his character for this season's American Horror Story, which throws me for a loop because Roanoke is in Mississippi.
Or Virginia.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it?
Dear.
I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, he plays
currently. It's being told as a reenactment.
It's like one of those ghost reality shows that is. It's really it's
very odd. Different from previous seasons.
It's really odd, and like, I'm having a little bit harder time keeping up with it.
I actually don't mind this season.
Like, I thought Murder House was hard to keep up with. This season is just like throwing me for a loop. But it's his character is from like it's not even 1800s.
I didn't pay attention to the year. Sorry.
Yeah, which is why I'm having a hard time recollecting. Okay, so he plays like this really like rich, art loving introverted guy who buys this plot of land, this Roanoke, and builds it. And the plot of land's already like cursed.
It's where Roanoke took place.
Yeah, and he is married and has children. But he is gay.
He left them elsewhere.
Yeah.
He moved away from them.
Yeah, I mean, he's still supporting them financially is what I got from it. But his servant, who's like his right hand, like his number one servant that caters to him.
And Katie rather Katie rather enjoyed that scene.
yeah. I'm look very much looking for. I'm hoping there are copious amounts of Evan Peters and whatever this guy's name is love scenes. Anyway, but he also is fucking nuts.
They're all crazy. Well, maybe not so much the one from Kip.
Not season. Yeah, Kip
from Asylum.
He went crazy like at the end, like the last few episodes. I think he. But anyway, excuse me. Oof, got the vapors thinking about that. thinking about that scene. he plays this guy who's in like so completely obsessed with his art. He loves it more than anything in the entire world. And like this scene, his like, parlor room that's got like all of his like most prized art pieces that he loves. And his servants try to tell him who they saw like wandering around the property, but they actually did do it, but he doesn't believe them, so he locks all of the female servants in like this pit, and like throws like just three like potatoes at them, and
he strips them naked,
yeah, and screams at them and shoots at them, but doesn't like I don't think he actually shot any of them. And that's pretty much where it left us, him locking them in the pit and then yelling at his servant boy to, like, not, like, be within eyesight of him the rest of the night after his art was destroyed.
So moral of the story is Katie's very happy that he's back on American Horror Story.
Super happy.
And she doesn't mind the love scene. She would like more of them.
Scenes. It's not at all what I was expecting because if you remember 6-9 months ago, they released some photos from like it being filmed,
right.
And it looked like he was like out of deliverance. It might end up being something later on in the season, but as of right now, he's like in this colonial wear,
lots of lacy, fluffy clothes. And,
yeah. So,
but either way, we're glad he's back.
Yeah,
we missed him.
Missed you so much. Yeah, but I'm super glad he's back since he really doesn't do anything else other than American Horror Story.
Well, he does other stuff.
Not as much as most people.
I think his career is just really getting ready to start taking off.
Yeah. What is that movie that he was in with?
Emma Roberts?
Mm-mm. No. With the guy from The League and
Is it? It's not Jessica Biel. No, it's not Jessica Biel.
If you could tell me which guy from the league.
Oculus? Not Oculus.
Oh, Lazarus Effect.
Lazarus Effect.
Yeah, yeah, with, he was in that one. With Olivia Wilde.
Yes.
Yeah.
Her. It's in. Yeah.
I noted that.
Yeah. I was so sad when he died.
Hold on. Were you clipping your toenails over this? Because that picked it up. Just to let you know, if you're going to clip your toenails.
We have an audience, and yeah.
I just heard the clicking. I was like, what is that?
It's probably the most odd thing that's happened in our audience, I think, probably.
For your show, yes.
Yeah.
For your show, yes. Nowhere near mine.
Watched any anime, and I think I've convinced him to try some.
What? Which one?
We're going to try Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, okay.
Because I think it's a great intro to anime, and I've kind of convinced him it's like anime Firefly.
But it's anime.
Probably tried, but I just quit it. The problem I have with anime is not the stories, because I can follow stories like there's no tomorrow. I hate the animation.
You should try Soul Eater.
No, he won't like that.
My problem but is the animation.
Yeah, and so that's not going to work because it's a lot of the big eyes, the weird freaky out faces.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why I think Cowboy Bebop is a great introduction because it doesn't have as much of that. Not a lot of crazy stuff.
Spirited Away might be a good one, though. I mean, it has like the crazy like spirit monsters and stuff like that. But as far as, I don't know.
Have you seen Cowboy Bebop?
I have. Yeah.
See, there's like no crazy animation in that.
No, it's not.
And that's why I think it's a great starter anime.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a similar storyline that he's going to like.
Yeah.
If I can make it past the animation.
Have you seen Sailor Moon?
Can't get into it because of the animation.
Right.
I love the story, but I just can't get into it because of the
animation. But he doesn't like the traditional anime style.
I didn't even think that would be like traditional. It just seems like normal. I guess I don't understand. My sister, we don't get along that great, but she is big into anime. So, of course, whenever she was into stuff, I would be like, oh, I want to watch this with you. So she introduced me to Spirited Away, which my children love, and to this day is probably hands down my favorite movie out of every genre ever, and I could watch it a million times. Sailor Moon, Chalbetz.
I've not seen that one, actually.
It's a little weird. It's a little different, but.
I mean, there's all. I've seen tons of things, you know, like Spice and Wolf, Inuyasha, Blood Plus. You know,
Fullmetal Alchemist.
Yes. Yep. I know that one. So, I mean, there's tons and tons of them out there that I know and love, but I just think Cowboy Bebop is a great place for a starter.
Yeah.
I'm also that person who's at conventions who sees someone cosplaying from an anime and go, I know you're cosplaying. Just tell me about it so that way I know what you are so I don't feel as stupid.
Well, that's okay because there's a lot of newer ones, I'm sure they've been around for years, but newer to the United States that I'm not familiar with just because for years it was my husband introducing me to new ones and he's gotten to where he just watches them more on his own. Just like you like to leave your partner out of watching things.
I'm going to finally catch up on things if I do that. I know that's horrible to say, but if I do it, I finally get to catch up.
Well, and that is the reason that he watched things without me is because sometimes when I was at work, I wasn't getting home until really, really late, and he went on, and that's fine. But that is part of the reason why I'm not familiar with a lot of newer anime to the United States, and that's cool. But so I've fallen out of the loop a lot, but there's still tons of them out there that I have seen. So, but I just think I'm really proud of you for giving this a try. So, it's awesome.
Over or under 5 episodes I last. Over or under.
Well, there's only 25 episodes in the whole series.
Over or under 5 episodes. Because if I make it past 5, I can finish it.
I don't know.
Here in the background, you're going to do it.
I don't know. I honestly, I didn't even think that you, I didn't picture as you being somebody who wasn't really into anime. I'm going to be honest.
Like what? Say that one more time.
I didn't picture you as somebody who really wasn't into anime.
Okay, so what do I give off that makes me go, hey, look, I'm an anime fan?
Well, you're into like all of the, like the.
The nerd culture?
Nerd culture. And I mean, it just.
Oh, that's my weakness. 100% anime.
I mean,
I never pictured you being like, oh, I don't like that.
I don't. I respect people who like it. I respect your love for it. Just not my thing.
Yeah, I couldn't see that. I would have thought you.
It's more like it's the same thing as me going, I'm never going to read a Harlequin novel, but that's just me.
Well, and I mean, I'm sure that there's anime out there that you don't like. I mean, I've watched some anime that I was like, nope, this is not cool.
I mean, I'll watch like one episode of it and I'm like, oh, I'm probably wouldn't like this, but Gerald watches so much of it. Like when I met him, he had hentai. He had like an entire, he loves anime so much. He had an entire like hard drive full of hentai.
Nice.
Yeah.
And he also, I can watch that.
But he lived in Japan for like two and a half, three years. So, I mean, he was like right there at it. Like, that's all. They never, I mean, he had like, either he could watch that on like the local channels or he had like two channels from like the USO. And it's just.
Or those weird game shows that Japan does. Because it's all about those. I will get sent those videos all the time and I'll watch the
What was that one that was on Spike TV for a long time?
The Most Extreme Elimination Challenge.
Yes!
That was Takai's Castle in Tokyo, yeah.
It's the best show ever. My grandma,
every episode is on Hulu.
She's, oh my god, are you serious?
I'm serious.
Like with the American stuff? With the American stuff, yeah. Oh my, no, changed my life.
I sat one weekend and watched all
of them. My god, my grandma's not with us anymore and she's the best person in the entire world. I used to sit with her and stay with her on the weekends because she couldn't be by herself and she loved that show. I've never seen this really old white woman laugh so much in her life. That was her favorite damn show.
I can't remember Kenny, and I don't remember the other one, but I know the main, like the guy who always started everything was I lost his name, but I know the announcer was Guy LaDouche.
Yes. Yes,
Captain Tennille. That was the guy who started everything. Let's go. Love that show.
Don't get eliminated. Yes. I'm going to go home and watch this now. I cannot believe that. I didn't know that this was on Hulu.
Katie and I just bonded over Most Extreme Elimination Challenge. That's awesome.
I'm going to go home and watch it and cry.
Oh, that show was amazing.
It is so great. So I can't even. I just want to just watch it now. I'll see you guys later.
That's awesome.
It's so great.
Okay, so how many episodes like are you at least gonna give it before you give up on Cowboy Bebop?
I give everything 3.
Okay, that's fair.
Every show I give everything 3. I look, over or under 5. If I go 5, that means I'm already over.
Okay.
They took it off. It's not on there anymore.
It was like a month ago. That's sad.
God damn it, Richard.
They're on there. I swear they were on there.
They're not on there anymore. That gives me the sads.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I think I know someone who has every episode.
Who?
I could probably get them.
Okay.
So.
Does that make you feel better?
I have a guy.
Feel better.
Are the sads over?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's actually worth owning on DVD. That show was that funny. It was stupid funny, but it was funny.
Kenny Blankenship and Vic Romano. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's see.
I'll just go watch them on YouTube.
So, Halloween's coming up, and I always make my boys watch Halloween movies. We don't get to do it. We just normally do it once a week, so we don't get to go through, like, all of the Halloween movies that I would love to go through. But I thought we would talk about everyone's...
Would one of those be Double Double Boil in Trouble with the Olsen Twins?
No, I don't have that one.
Oh, my God.
I don't have that one, and I have never thought or desired to seek that one out.
Nope.
That's sad.
Why?
I don't know. It's not that bad of a movie.
Well, it was fine when I was little and I watched it, but I don't have any desire to, like, own it or watch it again.
I know what somebody's getting for their birthday with their 2-pound piece of candy corn.
No. No. I do not want it. Thank you, though.
Oh, yeah. Is she eating candy corn today?
Oh, we're going to. No, not today. We're going to explain what's going on with that because I want to hype that episode a lot.
We're going to mention that. But I thought it'd be cool if we talked about what our favorite Halloween movies were. So, Katie, do you have a favorite Halloween movie?
Does it have to be Halloween specific or just a horror movie?
Just something that you would like to watch, like, during the Halloween season. Okay.
I feel like horror movie goes in that, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
If we're going to do, like, Halloween specific, it'd probably, the Great Pumpkin.
Yeah.
I love all of the Charlie Brown holiday movies. Every single one of them. I force my children to sit down and watch them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it is a really good tradition that we should have. And I don't care if they cry about it the entire time. They're going to
when they get older, they'll watch it too.
Yes, they'll get excited about it just as much as I do when, like...
Does it make you feel better to know that I own all of them too? And I love them?
That does make me feel better. I do.
All of the Charlie Brown specials.
And when I was a senior in high school and they had KB's toys in the Indian Mall before, you know, it got... you know, changed and everything. I actually bought a little Halloween, like, toy set scene of Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cute.
So, yeah. So, I have that.
Toad's my goat's upset. Obsessed with him. like so much. And then my favorite just horror movie is either 13 Ghosts or Ghost Ship. I know, cheesy, like super cheesy horror movies, but I love them. I love Tony Shalhoub. I love the weird guy who used to play Shaggy. That's in 13 Ghosts.
Matthew Lillard?
Yes. I love him. Yeah. It's a good movie. I'm just weird, I guess. Or a funny kind of horror teen movie is Jennifer's Body.
Oh.
Really? That makes your list?
Yes! Because Panic at the Disco did, like, the entire album for it. But like, my obsessions run deep, you guys.
I have completely forgot about that movie until you mentioned
it. Yeah, you didn't know that. New Perspective. Always been obsessed as probably my favorite Panic at the Disco song, and I'm going to tweet to them every day for the next 6 months to please play that song at their concert in Memphis. That way, like, if he stops the show and he's like, there's this person who's been tweeting to me for 6 months straight every day to play this song, so here, this one's for you, and I'm gonna pass out or scream or pee
myself. Like,
I'm gonna pee myself
and then die, like,
and I'm like, ah, and I'm gonna just die. You won't even have to finish the song. There would be no point in finishing the song because I'll be dead, and you have nobody to sing it for.
And you'll have to carry your body out of there.
Yep. And it'd be Katie's body instead of Jennifer's body. Oh, my God.
Can we make that just, like, a whole weekend at Bernie's premise? Just
a Katie. She died. She would want it this way. Just dance to the song. She's fine.
Yeah, that would be a mess.
That's my dot. I'll make a will, so it'll be my dying wish. If I die at the Panic concert, you guys continue to dance with my body.
We would have to, like, continue to give you alcohol too. Like, it would just be like running down your face and your mouth.
We have to Snapchat everything.
Oh, my God, this is going to be a great night. It's 6 months away, and I'm already dreaming about it.
And you're excited about your death.
6 months away, and I'm already hyped up that Brendan Urie's going to mention the fact that I tweeted him for 6 months straight to play New Perspective.
That's awesome.
It's going to happen. Every day for 6 months, I'm going to bother him.
We'll keep you updated.
Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. I'm going to email his manager.
Nice. So, of course, I love Nightmare Before Christmas, which my kids have not picked to watch yet. And I'm not even sure if it's going to happen this Halloween because the weeks are disappearing.
Unless they're there when we record this episode.
That's true. But they did pick Hocus Pocus last week, which is a good choice. I approved of that.
Love that movie.
But as far as, like, more adult movies go, I think my favorite would be Poltergeist, the original.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I really like that one. As far as, like, more newer movies, I really like Insidious. Like, I think that was a very different.
I love all the Insidious movies.
Well, I only like the first one.
Yeah,
I because like by the time like the other ones came out, like I knew what was going on, and it wasn't, you know, something
new. I like
that
it's based on a true, like supposed to be based on a true.
I thought you hated stuff that said that they were based on true stories.
Well, if they're not actually based on a true story, though, but this one, like these people, like these paranormal investigators, like they're like real, and I want to go to that like macabre museum that that woman has. Mm. I want to go to that. I want to see that rag doll that's supposed to be possessed.
Yeah, I thought it was a really great movie because like it was very different, and you really didn't know what was going on until, you know, almost towards
creepy
the end.
As fuck, though.
Yeah, it really was.
Have you seen Oculus with Amy Pond, the chick that played Amy Pond?
Yeah, but I didn't like it.
Oh, I really liked it.
I haven't seen it yet.
I liked anything with her.
Duh. Well, I mean, I liked her, but, you know, I'm, like I said before,
you
like
Selfie?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was a television series with her in it.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Is it an ABC series?
No.
It was an ABC series.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was with her and John Cho.
Oh.
I was aware of it, but I did not watch it.
No.
It lasted, well, like, five episodes. Yeah.
You know, she was on the Adult Swim show, the one that's supposed to be like a playoff at NCIS, and I can never remember what the name is.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah,
she was on that show.
Oh, while we're talking about that, you know, the Adult Swim show, Children's Hospital?
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to tell y'all like how much I'm obsessed with Scrubs. I was watching that one night, and I don't regularly watch that. I think that was maybe
it's
the second time.
It's such a weird show.
It is shot on the Scrub set, and I knew that immediately.
Shut up, are you serious?
Yes, I knew that immediately. Like, as soon as I was watching it, I was like, this is Scrub set. And so I picked up my phone and Googled it. Correct. I was 100% correct. And that is sad how much I have watched Scrubs that I can recognize it just by the nurse's station. Truth.
No comment. No comment at all. The fact you get out of the house is kind of amazing.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. So, how about you, Richard? Favorite?
I enjoyed the original Halloween. Sleepaway Camp, just for the ending alone.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Oh, you need to see Sleepaway Camp. Just the first one. None of the newer ones, just the first one. Because it's about a summer camp where a girl goes crazy and kills. It's amazing.
Okay.
And then there's like this huge twist at the end. I'm not going to tell you because you have to see it.
Okay.
The Sound of Music.
The Sound of Music.
That movie's scary as hell.
No, like it's, the legitimate sound of music and not like a horror twist to it. That movie's not
I mean,
the Von Trapps are way too happy. That movie is scary as shit.
Oh, God.
I mean, I've seen it. It's not a movie that I particularly like enjoyed or will like ever pursue to watch again, but it's not a horror movie.
No, y'all know them old ass movies like that. My favorite one is probably Swiss Family Robinson.
Phantom.
What?
Phantom.
Like Phantom of the Opera?
Oh.
There's a really good old one where it's just creepy.
No. And, I'm just talking about old ass movies like that, though.
Yeah.
Not specifically horror. Sorry.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And
one other one. It's not Halloween unless I see Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
So. Huh? Oh, yeah, no. And you can see it at the Paragold Cinema 8. There you go.
Yep. Which we will be at on
October 29th.
Yep, at the midnight showing. So that'll be a lot of fun if anybody in the local area wants to come out and watch that with us.
And make fun of them while they get V's written on their foreheads.
Yeah, that'll be me because I've never seen it in theaters.
What?
No, I mean, I've seen it at home, but I've never like been to it in the theaters and seen it with the shadow cast.
That was the first time I ever saw it was in the theaters.
No.
Yeah.
So there's going to be at least three of us with V's. We've seen it.
Yep.
I had rice down my chest last year. It was nice.
Nicole's never, ever seen it. So this
I haven't
will be
seen it here at Paragold.
Yeah, this
they do
be
a wonderful job.
This will be the first time Nicole's ever seen it.
Like?
Ever, ever.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Ever, ever. And Jesse's never seen it in theaters either.
No.
That's so.
I saw it in California.
It's a fun movie to see in theaters. If you haven't seen it in the theater, do it. It's worth it.
Yeah.
And you get to throw stuff. How cool is that?
Yeah. That's going to be great.
The theater says it's okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like if they're going to do that, they're showing it at midnight. They're cleaning up rice. They know what they're getting themselves into. I mean, crap.
Yeah. But I didn't see it until I was an adult because, you know, I grew up with a really strict mom, and that was not something that I could see. So
yeah, I think the first time I saw it, it wasn't in the theaters, but it was at my friend Abby's house, and I was a freshman in high school. First time I ever saw it.
I was probably well into my 20s. So.
I was probably 12.
Like, so not much younger than me. I was 14.
Yeah. And I saw it on VH1 because I caught Meatloaf. And I'm like, I know who that is. And I started watching. I'm like, this is hilariously awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I knew it was a big cultural reference. Just kind of like I think Grease is, which I'm still trying to get my kids to watch. But,
it just reminds me of this. Never mind. Did that mind again is just going everywhere.
But, so I tracked it down and watched it just because of that. So, and I liked it. It was really awesome. So.
Okay, speaking of Halloween movies.
Mm-hmm.
October 31st, I can't believe we're doing this, is our Nightmare of Halloween edition of Live. I have to plug this because, one, I have to sit through a Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's true. It's mandatory.
It is mandatory, but the other thing that's mandatory is you have to sit down and eat candy corn.
Yes, which is very sad.
And each time you do it, I have sound effects and music cued. Most of it comes from the movie Hairspray.
Nice.
That's all I'm saying. So, and there's going to be some Halloween surprises thrown into that, because you know our Halloween shows are never normal.
This is true.
Because last year we ended up killing everybody, and the year before that we ended up killing all the characters, and I feel like this year something might happen to that extent. So we'll keep you updated. October 31st, 10, 9 central.
Okay.
You get to hear me sit through one of my least favorite movies ever.
It's awesome. It's the best movie ever.
No, the best movie ever is Grease. If we're going to go with musicals, it's Grease.
I do like Grease.
Grease is awesome.
Yeah.
What's true. Are you all right there?
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
You don't like Grease?
No, I like Grease. It just...
You're one of those people who enjoy Grease, too, aren't you?
No.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, that's like a horror movie in itself. Like, that's a true horror movie.
No, it just, no.
You gave me that look. Like,
you guys know that, like, my mind, like, will be on a subject, and my mind will kind of just barely stay on subject by a hair, but then
we
divert.
Know this from this weekend when we were trying to play games. And you keep wandering away.
I'm sorry.
You were like the hardest person to play games with.
My house, my rules.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. No, y'all were talking about Grease, and it just reminded me of that meme that I shared on Facebook where they were singing. I can't, it's so funny.
The Hillary Clinton?
No, they were singing, and it was the guy's part, and they got through theirs. And then the girls' part came up, and then all of a sudden, it's Samuel L. Jackson from Pulp Fiction goes, "Does he look like a bitch?"
I remember that meme. I laughed. I actually watched that for like 30 minutes.
I watched it so many times, and I've shared it twice since the very first time I was introduced to it because I keep sharing it because it's so great. There are a few things that I will repetitively share, and one of them is that. Another one is the video of the raccoon stealing that guy's phone from this past week.
Yep.
That was trending. I just want something like that to happen to me.
So you can lose your phone?
He didn't lose. He got it back. Raccoon dropped it. But it was so great. And it stayed going the entire time. It was so perfect. I just want that to happen to me.
The recent one that I liked that you shared was the boy who had like the staring contest with the
Have you seen the full length version?
No.
Of that? There is a full length version.
Did
of that.
Go on for a really long time.
It goes on for like 2 minutes until his mom realizes what he's doing. And she just looks at him and then she realizes the camera and she's so embarrassed.
The one I have personally saved is the one you shared of the debate with Hillary and Donald doing "Now I've time of my life."
That was pretty great too.
Did you see the one that Ellen had Hillary on the yes. show, and then they're like dancing
with
and
Ken Kenbo's,
he's, oh my god, that's so funny. I think that's the best thing out of this election. They're all the goddamn memes. They're so great.
Well, I mean, we deserve to get something good out of it. Other than that,
other than a kick-ass president, but y'all said I can't get political.
Yeah, no political. We're going to leave that out. Quit trying to whisper. Katie, do you have anything that you specifically want to talk about?
hold on, I gotta text my dad goodnight.
Okay. Katie's phone will like forever be glued in her hand.
My phone is broken. Like, I got this on Thursday and it keeps restarting itself.
You should probably contact, like,
I called AppleCare. They told me to take it to Sprint. I took it into Sprint. The guy was like, well, I can't see what it's doing. And I was like, because it does it randomly. Do you want me to just sit up here for, like, the next 3 hours and fuck around on my phone? And then when it does it, be like, oh, look, it does it. 2 seconds. Oh, it's gone. Did you see it?
And yes. Then like, yes, he does.
And then he said, well, I guess if it does, take it home and do a hard, like, factory reset and put everything back on it. And if it keeps doing it, then call AppleCare. It's what it fucking did.
Did you turn it on and off?
I did try turning it on and off again.
Yes.
For anybody who has ignored my post on the Facebook page, go watch IT Crowd. It is on Netflix.
Yes, and it is great, and you are not going to, like, regret it. And everybody's welcome because I introduced them to it. And
even though you thought I introduced you to it. Yeah,
I
don't even.
I still see it. I still say go out and watch Black Books.
Yeah, I've got to look for that.
I've never heard of it.
Hulu. That one I know is on Hulu.
Okay, I'll go look for that.
But, yeah. What were we talking about? Yeah, my phone.
Yeah, we were talking.
And then, my phone, it goes off a lot. But, you know, I mean, I can't. I'm a popular person. I can't help it.
So it's everyone else's fault?
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I don't know. I can't help that I'm so awesome and people want to talk to me all the time. I try not to be, but then it makes them want to talk to me more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you play hard to get, and then just makes everyone want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's nice.
I like the attention. I'm like a cat. You have to give me a certain amount of attention. Don't give me too much.
I was going to say, do bat. Yeah.
Pay attention to me.
Have you ever flipped off anyone while in a pair of pants?
Hiding in the pocket of a pair of pants.
Not while hiding in the pocket of a pair of pants. I have flipped people off while wearing pants.
That's probably going to happen after the show.
but yeah. Another topic.
So earlier today, Richard and we went and got coffee. We were in Barnes & Noble.
You guys suck. You didn't invite me? What the fuck, guys? Well, I need to get that Bob's Burgers coloring book. You guys could have invited me.
Well, okay. So
it was for the moment, number
yeah,
one.
Well, I had to go to Target and pick up a prescription. That wasn't an exciting trip.
We go to Target. We've been to Target before.
We literally, like, walked in there and got my prescription.
That's
it's not exciting.
That was it.
Anything with you is exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's for my sleeping medicine that doesn't work. Okay. So then we decided we wanted a coffee. And we walked down to Barnes & Noble. And, you know, it smells like books and coffee, which I think is, like, the best thing in the world. And so, like, while I was sitting there, like, it makes me think of when I was little and I would actually, like, save up all of my money so I could buy books. Like, I wasn't a normal kid and I didn't save up my money to buy toys and stuff. I would buy books. And I don't think, like, you can have, like, a real bookstore unless it smells like coffee. Just it's not a real one. It's like an imposter. And so then we got on to talking about how we really, really wish that there was a really nice used bookstore in the area.
Is there not?
No.
I figured there'd be like something on the square in like here or Paragould or someplace.
No, there's not. Even close. There's not. Mm-hmm. There's nothing around here like that.
I like going to the library when they put out, like, their boxes of used books.
So and that you can go through?
Yeah, go through them, and you can pay, like, a dollar, or they let you have them for free.
Paragould does that here, too.
Oh, and I also love what I've been seeing pop up around the city. Mostly, I've seen them primarily just, in, like, in front of schools. Are those tiny houses?
We have them all over Paragould.
Yeah.
I want a tiny house! Of I don't care. I want a tiny house.
Yeah, that's not where I was
These
going.
These are little tiny houses on, like, a big stand.
Yeah, they're like massive birdhouses, but you open up this door, and you can put books in it, and you can get the books, and it's kind of an honor system where you put them.
Still want a tiny house.
Yeah, tiny houses are pretty cool, but
It's just it's a library system to where kids can borrow books, and you can could donate books and put in there, or you can borrow them and just put them back in another one.
I know that there's one in front of Annie Camp on Nettleton down near my house, and there's one in front of the Douglas MacArthur School on whatever that road is that runs beside Kroger.
Yeah, we have several of them here in Paragould too. I don't remember exactly where they're all located, but we do have some.
They're pretty great.
Yeah.
I really like them.
Yeah, they really are awesome.
So, can I tell a story about myself?
Yes, you may.
Yes.
Is it about a little
Nobody cares. I'm just
It's about a library book.
What's up?
I haven't returned a library book since I was like 16. Like, I still have the book. It's from my public library in El Dorado Springs.
Oh my gosh. My dad still has a VHS of the movie Norway that he checked out in 1994.
That's impressive.
He's probably going to get, like, a massive bill one day.
I should try. Yeah, I think that library, like, shut down.
Maybe that's what's wrong with my credit score. Maybe it's just a library book.
Maybe.
You can run a report and see what's on it.
I don't know. I guess I can't either. Either I don't have anything out as, like, a library fee. I'm pretty sure I returned all those John Mayer CDs.
I'm pretty sure I was.
I used to check CDs out from the library. I checked out John Mayer. My very first, like, dirty CD was Liz Phair. And it had a parental
advisory
on it, because she has this song called HWC. Yeah. And I legitimately, it took me like 2 years later after I checked that CD out to realize what the fuck she meant in that song by HWC. If you are listening, Google it, because I might be very outspoken, but I don't feel comfortable saying it on the air.
Which is very rare for you, Katie.
It's one of those things that makes me blush. Yes.
Which I didn't know that existed.
It does. It's very rare. It's very, very rare.
That's awesome.
It's like those Fall Out Boy songs.
Oh, yes. Keep
quiet. Nothing comes as easy as you.
That's funny. Yeah, we were coming back from a trip to Memphis, and Katie was talking to me about a lyric. She's like, did you know what that meant? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, did you know what the next line meant? And she's like, no, what? And I was like, listen to it. And she's like, okay. And she did. And I was like, no, listen to it again. And she's like, oh, Pete, it's dirty.
Oh, that one lyric talking about going out and pissing on some girl's doorstep.
Well, I think listening to R. Kelly?
No, it's Fallout Boy. Well,
they put things in there in a way that you don't always realize it. Like, it was talking about I weigh you down, I'll watch you choke, you look so good in blue.
Yeah. It's about choking. The song is keep quiet, nothing comes as easy as you. Can I lay in your bed all day? I'll be your best kept secret and your biggest mistake. A hand behind this pin reveals a failure every day.
Yeah. So it's a very sexual song.
It's very sexual.
When she started listening to, like, the lyrics, she realized that,
the minute I've realized what wishing to be the friction in your jeans meant and sugar were going down, I did not lead a very sheltered life, but I was like, what?
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that are in the songs, but they're phrased in a way that you don't always realize what they mean until you really start to think about it.
Let's get you wasted and alone.
Yeah.
There's some she looks 18 between you and I. That's
so meanwhile. Meanwhile, Katie, you and I are letting our children listen to these songs.
Alice still, she can sing You'll Shoot Your Eye Out, and it is the best thing. My 7-year-old can sing You'll Shoot Your Eye Out by Fall Out Boy.
Okay. I walked by Zeke the other day. He was working on his homework, and he was listening to Avenged Sevenfold, and I was like, yeah, whatever. He's 12. He's probably heard worse at school now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we're not.
if the worst my kids hear is Fall Out Boy songs, I honestly feel like that's good parenting. like the fact that my 7-year-old child can differentiate between Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, and Patrick Stump's solo careers.
Hey, I'm just really happy that my kids know like her new, who Nirvana and Foo Fighters and Journey is. Like that makes me like super happy.
I don't know. You want to blow Alice's mind? Just play a Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco collaboration song. She has no idea what the fuck to say then. $20 node lead blows her mind.
So did you hear on the episode with Norm on Live where Richard had to correct Norm that it's not Fall Out Boys?
I did. Okay, I listened to the entire episode, but I don't remember that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were y'all talking about them for?
Norm brought it up.
About what?
Like, he didn't know who the Fall Out Boys were.
He just was, he was like referencing our show or
yeah.
just like
yeah,
randomly?
Yeah, he was talking about us.
Yeah, because he in a good way. To the show. Fall Out Boys.
Norm. I must teach you.
Somehow, I don't think it's probably his type of music.
If you put it in Legos, you got a shot. Sorry, Norm.
Like, do we have to, like, build, like, Lego Fall Out Boy figures?
We can build, like, little Pete Wentz, little Patrick Stump Legos. Do they have a
dick?
Do they have like a fedora Lego?
Well, they do have Lego hats. I don't know if they have a fedora one. We could probably track one down. It probably belonged to a set of some sort.
There are Fall Out Boy Legos.
There you go. That's awesome. That is awesome. We could introduce Norm
and
to him.
And thus, we'll be starting a Kickstarter to buy Norm.
Hey, Norm, are you? If you're listening, we have Fall Out Boy Legos.
Would this technically be okay to say Fall Out Boys because it's all of them?
No. No. Well, it would not. It is Fall Out Boy, the band. If you're going to reference the group individually, you say their names. Or you just say the band Fall Out Boy. It's not Fall Out Boys.
Okay, so we've got the Legos pulled up. So if we buy them, then you have to listen to all of their CDs.
Somebody made a video, a Dance Dance video of Lego, just Lego versions.
Like stop animation?
Yeah, I think that's what this is. Hold on.
Minutes. That's.
Oh.
Yes! It's just Lego. To Fall Out
That's
Boy.
Awesome. We'll have to look at that later.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
We've lost Katie.
So that's really, really awesome.
She's gone.
Okay.
This is so great.
So do we want to talk about a couple of things that are coming up before we close the show tonight?
Yeah, this is going to be a shorter show just because of time constraints. We've been busy.
We really have.
We've been so busy, and we're going to continue to be busy for quite some time. For like at least the next
month and a half at least, for sure.
Until Christmas, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So this weekend we'll be at, what's the official name of the
Memphis
Comic Expo.
I thought it was Mid-South.
Memphis Comic Expo. Mid-South in January.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
See, those confuse me.
Oh, yeah, it does me too. You got me doing it. Memphis Comic Expo at the Cook Convention Center this weekend. We will be there.
Yep. We'll be there both Saturday and Sunday, I believe.
Yes.
So if anyone's in the local area, we will be there.
And you'll probably, if you cosplay, your picture will end up on our website.
You can check those out as soon as we get them uploaded to the site.
In our Just Push cosplay section.
Yep.
Y'all, I'm so excited about my cosplay. I'm so freaking excited about my cosplay. It's so great. I just can't. It's so great. And if you listen to the podcast and you're going to the expo and you see me there, please, and I'm not trying to just do this because I like the attention. get a picture with me because I want the attention, but because I'm so fucking proud of this. Like, I rock the shit out of what I'm dressing up as, and I put a lot of effort and all that into it, and I'm just.
It does look really good.
It's really fucking awesome, and I'm so fucking proud of
you
it.
You do look really good.
I'm so proud of it.
So, and actually we skipped one on Friday night. We have a Scared City here locally
forgot all about that.
Yeah. We have Scared City in Jonesboro, Arkansas. We will be they'll be having a special guest, Santiago Cirillo. So if you're in the area, go check that out as well. The next event on our agenda will be the Rocky Horror Picture Show on October 29th, midnight.
At the Marigold Cinema 8.
Yep, so we'll be there. And then we have one big announcement.
It's big announcement time, and I love doing these. November 29th, and if you've checked out the website, you kind of know what this is about. We are going to be helping out the Arkansas State University Gay Straight Alliance by putting on a drag show called Queens of the Fall, A Night of Drag, November 29th at 7 p.m. at the Forum Theater in Jonesboro.
I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, we all are. These people are amazing. They need all the support they can get, and this is going to be an amazing event.
The show is, all the proceeds of this show is going right back into GSA. It is going to help them give out scholarships to LGBTQ students going to Arkansas State University.
Yep.
So let's make that happen. We're going to make this thing good.
Yep. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, there's going to be drag queens from Memphis and possibly from all around the country. So we're going to have a pretty big show lined up. And I think one of our own might be doing something in that show as well. Woo!
Yep, that'll be awesome.
So that is November 29th. You can buy the tickets right now on our website, buzzkillmagazine.com/queensofthefall.
So, thanks for listening to us again. We love you guys, and we appreciate all the support. We'll see you not next Thursday, but the Thursday after.
Which would be the 28th, wouldn't it? No, it'd be the November show, wouldn't it?
No, yeah, no, it'd be the 28th. It'd be
November.
29th.
It'd be November. Because next week would be the 28th. Someone tell me what date it is. Now I'm just confused.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot that this weekend. Yeah, okay. Yeah. This weekend is the
29th. So it'll be November 4th.
There you go.
No, yeah. That's a Friday. November 3rd.
November 3rd.
Sorry, we're all confused. It's late.
Also, really quick, November 8th, we are doing an election special.
That's also my husband's birthday.
Calm down.
Your husband's birthday is on Election Tuesday this year?
Yeah. I'm 9 days older than him, by the way.
You're going to get the best birthday present in the world, Jesse.
A 3-pound piece of candy corn.
Our first female president!
We're going to be doing a lot. That show is actually going to be live. Heaven help me. Hopefully we'll have an audience as well for that. So I don't really know more about that. I'll let you know in the coming days.
I'm going to be there.
I remember what you said, by the way, during an episode, that if someone got elected, you were going to burn down a building. So
can't do it in the building that we're in.
Can't do it in the building we're in because I'm not really sure where it's going to be just yet.
Okay, well, I'll try my best not to be. All
right. You can, that's what I've got.
You can build like a little like popsicle stick building and burn it in a controlled situation.
Yes.
Like in a sink.
Again. I'm in. All right. That pretty much wraps up for me.
Okay, so.
Viva la revolution! That would be it.
Okay, so everyone have a good night, and we'll see you later.
Yes. Bye, guys.
After 10,000 years, I'm free! It's time to conquer Earth!
Alpha, readers escape. Recruit a team of teenagers with attitudes.
Purple motherfucking Power Ranger.